Good morning to all my friends and neighbors in the Boo universe. I hope you're all having a beautiful day. It is about 8:15 in the morning on Tuesday, May 17th, and I am coming to you from Oriole Acres, my parents' farm. I got here on Saturday afternoon. I came to help my mom with a little family reunion that we had on Sunday. A lot of the members of my dad's family came to meet my new nephew. We were supposed to have a barbecue, but it was blooming cold that day. I kid you not, we had sleet that morning, and then wet snow. And this is supposed to be the middle of May, for Pete's sake. Oy vey. So the barbecue idea was out, and my dad just got Chinese food instead, which, I must confess, I am not fond of in the least. But hey, this was not about me, it was about getting together with family and, letting them meet little Harrison. And it was a heck of a lot easier for my parents just to get Chinese food than to, put on a spread of some kind themselves. It was also, I think, monetarily the best option. Because there were 13 people there, yes. Bad luck. Da, 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 da. 13 at dinner. But I think the cost of the meal was like $90, which, you know, to feed 13 people is actually quite decent. You couldn't go to a restaurant and give 13 people dinner at a restaurant for that price. No way. Anyhow, if you're wondering what bird you're hearing there, singing so blithely away, it's an oriole. There really are orioles here at Oriole Acres. That's why I named the farm what I did. A few years ago, orioles began showing up in the neighborhood around, I'd say, the end of April, beginning of May. And my parents found out that they like grape jelly. So they started putting Welch's grape jelly in an oriole feeder, and lo and behold, the orioles lapped it up like there was no tomorrow. And then every year, they began returning like clockwork. And apparently this year, they've brought their friends. There's tons of them. So now they fight over the grape jelly. Seriously. So my parents had to stop buying Welch's because it's the more expensive stuff. And since they're feeding so many house guests, they had to buy just the no-name grape jelly. Anyhow, folks, I'm going to go and take some carrots down to the horse, and I thought I would take you with me. Now, it's a tad windy, and unfortunately, because I've baffed this Olympus about one too many times, the mics do not appreciate wind noise. They tend to cut in and out a lot when it's windy. So what I'm going to do, I'll try an experiment. I'm going to put the case over the mics because it's like a woven case and it might act as a type of windscreen. It also might muffle things a tad, but I'm going to try this anyway and see what happens. I hope you'll pardon any rustling noises that may ensue momentarily. Actually, I'll pause this and then put the case on and just the opposite way and just see what happens. Yes, yes, I know. I need to get some wind screens. Okay. I have no idea if that's going to work, but we will find out. Actually, what I really want, what would be absolutely lovely, would be some binaural mics, like a headset job with binaural mics. And I can't close this door. Why is that? Oh, I see. One has to turn the handle a certain way. Okay. Got it. Right. As I say, I have no idea if this is going to even work. It might just make everything sound extremely muffled. We will see. Oh my word, it is a beautiful day. It's still a little chilly out, but it's sunny. And I'm not exactly sure what the temperature is because I didn't listen to the weather forecast this morning. Not like me. I'm such a talk radio junkie. I usually have the news and the weather and my favorite talk radio show on in the mornings, but while I've been here, my routine has been different. But I would guess by the feel of things that it's about maybe 10 degrees. Now, I don't know I don't even know if the horse is out. If she's not, then I will have to save these carrots for later. Curry! Curry girl! Curry! Her name is Courier's Lucky Lady, but the name has been shortened to Curry. And I don't know where she is. Maybe she's in the backfield, or she might be in the barn, I'll see. But the back gate is usually open, so she can come out into the front field. There's a riot of plants here, all along the walk that lines the barn, and I keep tripping over them. Okay. Where is the door handle? Pardon me, folks, I have to... Oh, right here. Right. Well, I'm sorry, folks. You might be SOL. You might not get to hear any horsies today. I have no idea where she is. Oh, well, that's poopy. Curry! Hi! There she is! Hi! Look what I got! Look! Look what I got! Good girl! Got one more. Oh, there you go. Good girl. So that's where you were hiding. You weren't in the field at all. You should be outside, Missy. It's beautiful outside. That's all I've got, honey pie. Sorry. Toronto Air Canada Center, so that's on the 23rd. Don't tell Daddy. Hi. Hello, miss. She's lame, poor thing. She, her leg is really bothering her. I think it's the joint in her knee. So I thought she should have some treats. She doesn't want to blow for me. Oh well. At least you got to hear me giving her carrots. Bye-bye, baby! I'm not supposed to do that. Well, actually, I don't really think Dad would care. My mother is a bit anal when it comes to these things, and I think she feels that I shouldn't be down here by myself giving the horse anything in case the horse decides to get temperamental, but give me a break. I'm used to this horse. I've known her all her life. She knows me. I do this a lot. I've never had a problem, but what I am having a problem with is I can't find the door. I'm trapped. Oh my life. There's so much stuff in here. Where the heck's the damn door? Jeez, this is ridiculous. There's a window. Jeez. Oh, Lord. Okay, maybe I should stop this so you guys don't hear me fumbling around. It just... Oh, there it is. There. Good grief. Sorry about this. I'm not in here that often. Usually she's out in the field, And I'm not that familiar with this barn. Oh, no, that's not the door. Oh, my life. Okay, well, there's... Oh, yeah, there we go. I found it. Phew. Anyhow, yeah, if I can open it.